This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
I'm back after a little vacay. I will be traveling again here in the relatively near future in, for my role as my new role as Chief Reconnaissance Officer for Free Private Cities Incorporated. So I have to go check out foreign lands for possible special economic zones, special administrative zones, and see if we can make a freer place.
So you are the spy of Dubai?
Not going to Dubai, but I do like that. That's clever.
But a private city and chief reconnaissance officer. So
there you go. So you can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the airwaves. I have an inkling that it might be about the election. Just guessing.
There was an election?
There was an election.
Well, that's debatable, I guess.
All right. I'm not sure that it's over. Like, was suggested it's in the past.
No. I mean, we had our election, and then they released the vaccine, and we all get to go back to normal.
Wouldn't that be nice? I think that, a couple of conclusions I think we can definitely say about the election are, A, pollsters don't know what the F they're talking about. All right? Like, end of story, they don't know.
Oh, you mean this wasn't 4 years of Hillary?
Well, they don't usually need to call elections that are this close, though.
Well, that's their job. I mean, like, they were calling this election, but they weren't calling it close.
It wasn't close in the polls.
Right. They were saying Biden by, in some cases, they were off by double digits in points. And, they have plenty of time.
Oh, the pre-election poll. Okay, all right. Well, not the post-election outside
right.
people.
That's the second thing, is that our election process is broken. And if you do one election that sort of counts, people expect results in the evening on one election per year, per every 4 years, excuse me. And you can't deliver that, then there's something wrong. I mean, what, American Idol can count this many votes in seconds.
But how many people are double, triple, 100 times voting in American Idol?
How many people
are
double voting here,
I
wonder?
No quality standards. I don't know that that's a fair comparison.
Well, I mean, if you send out all of these absentee ballots to everyone who's on the register, how many people double and triple voted this time?
Right. That's the thing is that what evidence do we have that our voting system has caught one single bad vote? I mean, as the American people, remember, the story we got in civics class was, this is our government. We are the people. We are the government. Well, as the government isn't, my employees aren't telling me anything about quality control.
Well, so I'm not convinced that federal elections are real at all, but the federal government at least does things that make it look like they have some sort of deterrent and bar against cheating, whether it's highly effective or not, and whether or not they investigate after the fact, whereas American Idol is just like, hey, you got unlimited texting, have at it.
Right. American Idol doesn't care whether you'd vote twice, but it would take somebody who's very thoroughly invested in their person, whomever, their singer, their favorite, to get three phones and do the texting.
And maybe that's how it should work. If you care the most, your guy gets in.
Right, well, there's a question.
Well, that was actually part of the filtration process of having to show up at the polls, is you had to, A, have nothing better to do, and or B, care enough to actually get out there.
Yeah, if you can't get yourself to the polls, you're one of the first people that don't need a vote.
I like the libertarian solution that you must write the name. Like, they can tell you what offices are open, but you must write the name of your candidate out.
That's the libertarian solution?
It's a libertarian solution to the problem.
It's a solution. I don't know how that's in any way...
It's going to cut down
It does filter for people who, don't know who's running. And so it's a filtration system for those that can't spell someone's name and those that don't know who's running for the position.
Just to make an argument against that for absolutely no reason, what introduced me to the fact that there were other... Well, ultimately to the LP was that I walked in and the news had told me a couple months before I turned 18 that there was two people running, and I walked in and there is like 15 people running, and I was like, WTF, CNN and Fox and whoever it was at the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look these people up real hard and then spend the next 6 years as a minarchist. But
I remember asking the question, wait, how many communist parties do we have?
Our sworn enemy, the American Communist. We're the communists of America, and our sworn enemy, the American Communist Party.
Wait, hold on. There's the Communist Party, the Socialist Party, the Socialist Workers Party.
Oh, we do that, too.
Right. There's plenty of that.
Now, granted, this was in Colorado, so, you know, things aren't that way everywhere. But, yeah, I was definitely surprised at how many parties there were the first time I voted.
Yeah, imagine for a second. Obviously, it wouldn't have fixed anything for this particular presidential race. But this isn't the only race that went on. Lots of them went on. I mean, they're both the candidates got a lot of airtime. Both of the major party candidates got a lot of airtime. And you can... They're five letters. Spelling them isn't that difficult. However, there were plenty of people, lots of people, who voted for just party line. You know, like, I'm just voting for the Democrats or I'm just voting for the Republicans. And as far as I'm concerned, they shouldn't be voting. If you don't know enough to know the name of the candidate who's running for the office.
Especially since you've got a phone in your pocket and you just... Bring a sticky note with you.
Yeah, you could look it up if you really wanted to. I think that that's a solution that is better than
what we
have.
Yeah, if you can't get in there and spell Biden, then you don't need to be in charge of anything.
And I wouldn't even be that hard on a person, you know, like if you spelled...
Well, hold on. So if I'm dyslexic, do I get to have someone come into the voting booth with me?
I'm not here trying to make the world easier with people for people with disabilities. Sorry. You know,
well, I've known a lot of truly brilliant dyslexic people.
Thank you.
But since this is a election and not a filtering to a single person, that doesn't matter. What matters is what the majority, even if it's 50% plus one, of that population is going to do.
Okay. I mean... It's true. All I'm saying is that, you know, it's going to cut out the low-information voters. Something that irritates me in this world is low-information voters. I just hate the idea that they're going in and, well, I've got a story, and it's short enough for this. I was at in Nashua at a Liberty Forum. I was in the jacuzzi. A lady came into the jacuzzi who was not related at all. She asked what was going on at the place. You know, what's going on here? I talked about the libertarian event, and she, for whatever reason, relayed this story to me. She worked at a home for the mentally disabled or something. I'm not exactly sure what terminology we use now. But
she, it doesn't matter. It'll be different next week.
Right. And what she said was is that she would take them in the van on election day to go vote. And she would tell them to vote Democrat. And I said, about how many do you take regularly? I mean, surely there's some of them you can't take. Yeah, it's about 15. So all I could do is run through my mind the 15 most brilliant people that I know in the state of New Hampshire and realize that their votes are X'd out every time by this lady who takes these guys, these people from the home to go vote and then gives them ice cream afterwards. So, you know, this is kind of your system where the most brilliant people that you have's votes are canceled out by well, people who can't, who don't have life skills to take care of themselves.
It's important to remember where democracy originates, and that is the fact that you can gather a group of people, and it really doesn't matter how informed or intelligent they are, but they will punch you. And if you have twice as many people as the other guy, you will win that fight.
Yeah, so democracy is a way to prevent actual violence, if you just think about it that way.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
maybe not, because if you're 50% plus one, you might look at a mob rule and be like, I don't want to risk it.
I would like to see larger percentages than 50-50, personally. But when it comes to electing politicians, it makes sense. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Korpchuk, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Yes, Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Well, we're on quite the crypto run these days. For those that don't know, cryptocurrency appears to, especially Bitcoin, appear to have entered another phase of gains, surprising gains. Want to tell you about, in the light of that, I want to tell you about Divi. Divi hasn't really taken off yet. What tends to happen, this is not financial advice, but what tends to, but I can tell you this. Free Talk Live has had the opportunity to liquidate some Divi and didn't do so. So, you know, we're holding.
I believe it's pronounced hodling.
Hodling. You're hodling. and if you'd like to get into the Divi sphere, well, I think the best way to do it is to get a masternode or to stake some Divi. And you can begin earning more Divi right now. So you need to buy some Divi, and there would be a couple of ways to do that. You can go out on in, you know, several exchanges that you can find through DiviProject.org, or you could just get a hold of them through their Telegram group and buy what they call over-the-counter. And that has the advantage of, well, if you're buying a lot, it doesn't drive the price up. So you can buy at today's rates without driving up your own price. And the second advantage it has is it doesn't, you know, it doesn't send the price skyrocketing, and you can get whatever you want. So DiviProject.org to do either of those, either buy it on the market or buy it over the counter. I like what I see coming from Divi. So, D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org.
I think crypto is definitely a better place to put your money than money.
Right, than money, yeah. That's a true statement. So, what do you guys think as far as the election? Give me a percentage that we're done as far as, at this point, both sides have declared victory. The media has declared that clearly Joe Biden is the winner. This is the same media.
Well, yes, but they did that before they had like 10% of the votes, didn't they?
Well, in some jurisdictions, that's true.
They also
not
did that
the AP
with Gore.
Necessarily, but the media has been declaring long before you could tell.
Yeah, I mean, so things are different than they are with Gore, you know, now. But there's some interesting questions out there. The Trump campaign is not known for being a bunch of shrinking violets when it comes to lawsuits. So expect there to be as many lawsuits as possible. Expect them to be decided very quickly, because the law says that we got to swear somebody in on January 20th. And anything that happens before that, of course, there's the Electoral College and, you know, these sorts of things. So what are you guys saying?
I'm saying the same thing that I said before the election. We are not going to know when it happens. And B, we'll be lucky if we get it done in time. And C, we will go to the courts on this thing.
Okay, so you're not even saying, do you have any idea whether it's going to be Biden or Trump in the long run? You get a guess?
I'm not entirely certain that we won't have a civil war over this, to be perfectly honest.
All right. Melanie?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like when a series is ending, and usually you could predict, like, be like, oh, they're going to do this and this and this and this, and you could just write the next episode before it happens.
Sure.
And match it up.
Yeah. Not so much.
I don't know
time.
If we're ending America or what, but they're doing that weird, like, oh, there's a portal in the bathroom now. And it's like, well, this is a sitcom, and I don't know why, but okay.
Let's do time travel. Yeah, so in my role here on Free Talk Live, you know, being one of the sort of main founding hosts and that kind of thing, I found it's easiest to approach the world as the world is delivered to us through the media, right? Like, so, you know, you can believe whatever you want about Building 7 that fell on 9/11. However, I kind of have to operate in a world where it is not generally accepted that that is so. You know, I don't do that, the conspiracy show. I do the just sort of interpreting, you know, reading the news and interpreting it from a libertarian standpoint idea. So,
well, I think you're a conspiracy theorist.
This is fine. Well,
you might be one of those mainstream conspiracy theorists that believes in the whole 19 hijackers conspiracy, but, you know.
It is. They did conspire, did they not?
Kind of the point.
Yeah, that's it. So, I'm... I tend to think that Biden will be the president-elect. I'm amused at the notion that Trump may throw some more caltrops in the roadway. What do you call them besides caltrops? Like the little spiky things that have like four spikes.
That is the proper term.
I don't know.
Yeah, and you know,
road spikes. I don't know.
Road spikes. cause the Biden train to veer off into the ditch. I'm wondering when exactly they will declare Biden incompetent and put Kamala in charge. I'm not sure, but I tend to think that's going to happen at some
January
point.
January 21st, perhaps.
Perhaps as early as January the 21st. Perhaps earlier, if. Once.
Isn't that still what would happen if he is elected, which he was elected, it's just a matter of are they going to overturn that or not, then if he ceases to legally exist, whether that's through death or incompetency before then she gets to be president, right?
No. It's not nearly as clear as that. So probably would be my answer to the question, but at this point the election hasn't even been certified. Secondly,
but not if he dies once it's finalized.
So not if he dies today,
but if he becomes incompetent after the Supreme Court's like, yeah, Biden's president.
I have no evidence that that he is not incompetent today, but that's fine. As long as he's not declared incompetent. If he's declared incompetent after the Electoral College meets and votes itself. Because remember, this wasn't an election for president. This was an election for electors for a president. And
hey, I would like to know if we're going to get an additional Ron Paul vote this time like we did last time.
Yes.
I mean, most people don't know that, but last time we had a what they call a faithless elector that, in spite of the fact that Ron Paul hadn't been running in years, cast his one vote for Ron Paul.
Might as well.
You know,
if they all do that, they're going to kill him. So whoever wins is going to win.
And as I understand it, in some states, and I got corrected on this the other night on the air, some states it's against the law for them to be a faithless elector. In other states, it's just fine. They shouldn't be, but there's no penalty, meaning that whatever. Do what you want. Those are kind of some of my predictions as far as it goes, and we'll see how it all happens. But
I'm not sure what kind of tricks they have coming in store. I mean, are we going to find like a semi full of mail-in Trump votes or some, you know, crazy weirdness like that? Who knows?
Well, no, Republicans actually show up to the polls. They don't just sit around and have ballot parties.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you that there are people dancing in the street, sharing bottles of champagne out of the bottle. So suddenly COVID's gone. French kissing strangers. And
wait.
I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. Like, you know, these people have no idea what has happened in this election other than they beat Orange Hitler. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought a land, sea, air, and the astral plane struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's legal team has promised more challenges to the results of the 2020 election starting tomorrow. There are already suits pending in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Senator Roy Blunt believes it's time for the facts of those cases to be heard. The Missouri Republican told ABC's This Week that the country can come together only after the process is allowed to play out.
It's time for the president's lawyers to present the facts, and then it's time for those facts to speak for themselves. It's going to be much easier to work toward the kind of transition we want. Look at the inauguration, which I'm going to have the honor of chairing again this time, and bringing the country together if everybody feels like we went through a process and everybody was heard.
Blunt added that this was clearly a close election that should be allowed to finish with the proper process. This is USA Radio News. South Florida is preparing for Tropical Storm Eta. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
South Florida officials are taking precautions ahead of Tropical Storm Eta's arrival. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says students will be home on Monday.
I have just finished speaking to Superintendent Carvalho, who has informed me that Miami-Dade Public Schools will be closed tomorrow, Monday, and that bus services will not be operable.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says the power company is ready to repair any damage caused by the high winds and rain.
Florida Power Light has 10,000 restoration personnel on hand to deal with any of the impacts from ETA. Backup from Texas has also been called in, so they are positioning additional resources into the area ahead of the storm's full impact.
Hurricane warnings have been issued for the Florida Keys, and much of the coast of South Florida is under a storm surge warning. Forecasters say ETA could drop as much as 18 inches of rain in some areas as the storm swings past Florida. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We were just talking about Bitcoin in the last segment. I want to, real quick here for Bitcoin.com. I'm going to bring up one article later on tonight that, is talking about, I had the article right here, and now there it is. Square is selling. The Square is the company that allows you to swipe credit cards, and PayPal also selling Bitcoin. Selling Bitcoin faster than it can be mined. Is there a supply crisis incoming? For those of you that that haven't thought about supply and demand when it comes to Bitcoin, is that if it's selling faster than it can be created,
price goes up.
That's how it works. Just saying, this is an article from Crypto.com. I'm sure that there's something reported over at BitcoinNews.Bitcoin.com, too.
I remember when it was $7,800 per Bitcoin, and now it's at like $15,000.
Yeah, and that was $7,800 just earlier this year.
Yeah.
Right. So, Bitcoin.com, that's where you can go to buy Bitcoin, learn about Bitcoin, get a wallet for your Bitcoin, mine Bitcoin, get the latest news on Bitcoin. It's all over at Bitcoin.com. Let's go to BP calling in from Somerville, South Carolina, just outside of Charleston. BP, you're on Free Talk.
Hey, guys and girls.
What's on your mind?
You with me?
Yep. It's one girl, but yeah. Check, check. BP. BP?
I'm sure he was giving a shout out to the listeners.
BP, you there? What's on your mind? There appears to be a
question. Are you listening?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Because I have no comm.
Okay. Check, check.
Well, I'll call you back.
How about this, BP? Oh, I don't know what happened there. Well, what are you going to do? There appear to be having technical difficulties. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I was able to hear you talking to the other guy, and I could hear him on the air, but I'm talking to you, and maybe you can hear me, but I cannot hear you responding to me, so I'm going to hang up and call you back.
Strange.
This appears to be our issue, not the caller's. So I'm going to let the board operator in Minneapolis scramble about and try to figure this all out. Yeah, let's talk about this story from Bitcoin or from crypto.com. Figures from Square, PayPal, and Grayscale. Now, I'm not familiar with Grayscale, but I don't know everything in the crypto world anymore either. It's gotten so big. Show that consumer demand for Bitcoin has turned ravenous, outstripping new supply from mining. Now, there's a supply from people willing to sell. In the same way that you may not be willing to sell your house for $100,000, maybe you'd be willing to sell for $200,000. And if you're maybe willing to sell for $200,000, you're certainly willing to sell for $300,000. Notwithstanding wherever your house is, anywhere, you may have to add a zero on to this particular conversation. But, you know, this is one of those situations where, you know, if you wanted to buy Bitcoin for 50% above spot, then, sure. Then first, I'm going to wonder what the scam is. But you know, if I could get it for that, then I just go back and buy it at a lower rate someplace else. So there's more Bitcoin out there. It's not like there's no Bitcoin to be had. But if people are buying faster than it's being produced, the chances are very good, supply and demand being what they are, that we will soon have price increases. And we are having price increases. I mean, right now, Bitcoin, I think, is at 15.5, and a couple of weeks ago, it was, well, lower than that. So, Square reported record Q3 Bitcoin sales, generating $1.6 billion in revenue. The number of Bitcoin sold by Square in Q3 2020 was around 160,000 Bitcoins. That's about, now that, you know, I can't do the math on that, but if you multiply that number by 10,000, you get, five, then you'll get, or I guess 0.5, you'll get a good number as to what that's worth. It's a lot of money. I think 160 million. It's about double the number mined over the same period. One analyst predicts a looming supply crisis as demand for BTC intensifies. So, I don't know.
It's not what's going to happen.
Okay, what's going to happen?
These are not people, and mostly where they get their numbers from, they can't get real numbers, or they can't get numbers for the physical market. Most of what they're talking about, if not all, is people buying from exchanges. This is one of many, many reasons to not hold crypto on an exchange.
Right.
Coinbase doesn't have to actually have 15 BTC to sell 20 BTC.
Right.
Because they're not giving you anything.
Until you withdraw, which you can.
And a lot of people just withdraw in reserve notes.
Sure. So a lot of people hold their wallets. Coinbase is like the Bank of America for crypto. PayPal won't even let you withdraw. You just pretend.
Coinbase, I have talked to a lot of people who sell, like, as a, I don't want to say as a job, but as a regular thing, just sell and rebuy.
Yep.
And they tend to get kicked off of Coinbase because Coinbase wants people to stay on the exchange. Now, that could be Coinbase just wants to make all the commissions, or it could be that that's a really good way to have fractional reserve crypto, because if I don't have to actually give it to you, and you're stupid enough to have 3 bitcoins to anyone in exchange.
I promise, this is the amount of gold that I have in the vault.
You don't know what...
But
what,
you should exchange these pieces of paper
instead.
You don't
know what Coinbase does or doesn't have, and they can't even prove it if they wanted to, because they can give you a wallet address all day long. You can check it on the tracker website. You don't know that they have that wallet or still have the keys.
Let's just tell the story of what happened with goldsmiths in the past. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had about, I think that the money's been with us for about 8,000 years. Money being gold as opposed to, say, wheat. So gold, goldsmiths would hold the gold. You don't want to keep gold in your house unless you're the king and you have a bunch of guards around, and then you still want to be very careful as to where it is. The goldsmiths, you know, got this vault thing down, and you used their vault. Because if yours is just a sort of, you know, working class person who managed to get one gold coin, the last thing you want is to, you know, first off, cut it into pieces so that you can do business, and or keep it in your house. And your neighbors know about it because somebody's going to come in and slit your throat in the middle of the night. Security wasn't that great back then. So the goldsmiths suddenly holding gold for 1,000 different people. And he's finding out over time that maybe one person per month actually comes and takes their gold out. And so, you know, maybe it's 10 people per month come and take their gold out, whatever. Then he's like, and they're exchanging the notes that he gave them, the receipts for the gold. They're passing them around, and, you know, he's got these smaller receipts, and pretty soon you've got fractions of a gold going everywhere. And he's realizing, you know what, I can issue more receipts than I have gold, and chances are very good that nobody in my lifetime is going to come and, you know, they're not all going to come at once and try to take their gold.
Easy way to make a loan that way, especially if you're going to charge interest on it.
Right. And so then he begins, you know, giving out a loan and charging interest on that loan. He's keeping the interest. A good, you know, honest goldsmith is just keeping the interest. But, you know, it's a little fudgy. It's all they have to do is issue these pieces of paper. And this is what fractional reserve banking is. And I'm not saying, and Melanie, you're not saying either, that Coinbase is doing this.
But they could.
They probably are. I don't know that they are. They absolutely can, and they know that they
Most
can.
Importantly, we don't know that they're not, which is, this is an emerging financial market, so you can kind of expect that there's going to be some things we have to figure out.
What, are the feds going to audit them? I mean, no, for messing up crypto? Absolutely not.
Yeah, if you get
Maybe they are the feds.
You get the Edge wallet, or you get the wallet from Bitcoin.com, and you're possessing your own cryptocurrency, and that's really what we're talking about here. 855-450-3733. I'm going to address these phones for Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're having some phone issues here. I think it has a lot to do with software on this end, and I don't know what to do about that, but I'm going to give it a shot here. I'm just going to do it the way we used to. So, Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and I think I can hear you now.
Check, check. You got me?
Yeah, okay.
Sibilance.
In 2004,
Peter Piper.
Saddam Hussein was brought to trial, and the judge was checking in. Okay, who is who here? Okay, and he identified himself. I am Saddam Hussein, the president of Iraq. He's not the president anymore. He's been captured, and he's been being brought to trial. And I think they reported that one more time during the trial, they were speaking to him. He corrected their name and said, yeah, I am Saddam Hussein, the president of Iraq. In his mind, he was still the president.
Right.
And that might remind some people of a certain somebody now, but we don't know because, he's definitely still the president until noon on the 20th day of January.
That much is true.
Electoral College.
I have a story here that is sort of where Joe Biden's talking about his new COVID policy. And it's like, you've got another couple of months here, pal.
Some people voting on things like a referendum, or in the case of legalizing marijuana, a referendum, they seem to think, one state that had a referendum on whether to change the state flag, and another referendum whether to change the state name somewhere else. And the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations will now be known as the state of Rhode Island, because plantations are bad things where they did bad things to certain people. And what I'm getting at is that, it's just a matter of personal preference or taste or things like that on those referenda.
Now the Trivial Pursuit game is out of date, right? I mean, what's the longest state name out there? It's no longer Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. It's
Rhode Island.
Something
now,
else.
Changing the state bird or the state flag or the state flower, and then on November 7th of 1978, they went into the polls and there was a question on the ballot in Michigan on whether to raise the drinking age. And I think that they vote on that just as lightly, you know, whether to make the county dry, whether or not to legalize drugs, and when they're deploying gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate people into complying. And therein lies a great amount of confusion here. We're not just talking about a matter of taste or a matter of how strongly do you feel, but a matter of, shall the state of Michigan deploy gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate Mr. and Mrs. 20 from drinking alcoholic beverages?
Well, it was a little different than that, but not too much. I mean, I guess they, we're going to slowly ratchet it up over time. But this is one of the things that I've sort of observed during this election with Trump and Biden. I mean, you saw Trump filling stadiums, and Biden couldn't get, 200 people in their cars. And so it shows this, what that shows is the depth of commitment by one side versus the other.
Well, it also shows who owns cars.
And it also shows that a lot of the Trump supporters are welcoming an opportunity to express their racism and their bigotry and their anti-immigrant stuff and their hatred towards Muslims.
You think that it's all about racism and bigotry? Because I don't see that.
There's also the issue of, a lot of people, I think Trump won in some states because the Democrats think it's perfectly okay for a boy to walk in on girls who are taking a shower after gym class in the girls' locker room. And
there's a lot of confusion out there. Yeah, I will give you that. But, as far as a racist population, I don't tend to think personally. My experience in Republican spheres, I don't hear what I would call overt racism.
Now, by the way,
it depends on what region you live in.
That's perhaps so. I've only lived in a few, but
because I've had prosecutors say in front of me that they wouldn't give the guy a plea deal because he was black.
And that's one thing too, is that in the depths of the legal system, there's a lot more racism than just about anywhere else.
Yeah.
It was only one prosecutor. It was Walter Reed, and he's in jail now or prison for corruption.
Can I point something out here? I think in Beverly Hills, California, they wouldn't mind if black people move into their city as long as they're rich black people. It's a lot more class warfare along with that.
Oh, this is all about class couched as race. But I think this election was less about race and more about the city mice versus country mice. That ultimately that's the real division that's coming along down the pike. And, frankly, I'd rather have that division than others because, the race conversation has got to be the most boring, nonsensical conversation that somehow you can judge somebody or people believe they're being judged based on the amount of melanin in their skin.
For one thing, I would like to see people recognize that Muslim is not a race.
Right.
Let me point something out here, too, that, they're saying, we've got to stop dividing America. We've got to stop hating each other. And what the libertarians can do on that point is try to direct, rechannel all the hatred that people are hating each other and channel it all towards cops.
You think that's going to solve something?
Well, yeah.
Everybody
should channel all their hatred towards cops because everything is the fault. The cops are the ones that are actually going
out
there.
They're just following orders, right?
Excuse rejected.
All right, Tom, thanks for the call.
I think he's got a point there. I mean, we have a lot of conversations about the implementations of the state. No, the state is doing this and government order of this and law of that. But when it comes right down to it, if the police were not enforcing this nonsense, we wouldn't even have these arguments.
In many cases, the police don't even need to enforce them. It's just the fact that the laws were passed and we're a society that, abides by laws. But it is true that Hitler only ever killed Hitler, right? I mean, he killed one person, that was
himself.
No,
he was a soldier in World War One.
Okay, in World War One. We don't know for sure whether he has any confirmed kills.
But the vast majority of his death was through the hands of others.
Right, people following orders. So,
But without cops, judges, and politicians are just people having really weird dress-ups.
Yes. Funny hats.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between some, you know, crazy hick in the backwoods and Hitler is state power.
That's the difference. And, you know, people, for whatever reason, seem to have a difficult time not following state power. And that's one of the things I want to talk about here is that, on one hand, Joe Biden saying that there's going to be mask mandates sounds like the ramblings of somebody who doesn't even realize they're not yet in office and doesn't understand how the presidency works after being the vice president for 8 years. The president can't make a mandate. But on the other hand,
executive orders.
Executive orders, but I mean, there's really this. There's no space for an executive order for masks. I mean, how do you do that? He can, however,
it's a state of emergency.
Bully the Congress into offering each state, $10 million per million people in your state for passing a mask mandate, and then suddenly you have a mask mandate because the states did it, and the government is paying for it.
Well, if you really want to see what the president's capable of, look deeply into what Lincoln did during the Civil War. And when it comes right down to it, it's quite a lot.
Yeah, well, there's certainly, somebody had to fight on the other side of that war, and I would recommend not fighting the full force of the United States. Just, I'd recommend against it. I don't think it's a good battle plan. They've got the Predator drones. They've got kill robots. They've got a whole bunch of stuff that, well, frankly, we can't stand up against. But if you withhold your, it's just about your consent.
Mm.
And how much you're willing to withhold it. Even withholding your consent a little bit jams up the system to the point that it gets, gears begin to grind without oil. And that in and of itself is of value, to my mind at least. What do you think? The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It looks like we've got the phone line situation cleared up to some extent or another. So give us a call there, 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.